This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. New York environmental advocates assess this year's wins and losses. Our region's AGs look to crack down on spam calls. A handful of Connecticut beaches are closed for swimming due to high bacteria levels. Plus, Broadway comes to Norwalk. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Environmental advocates in New York are assessing their wins and losses now that the legislative session is over. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has the highlights.
The New York League of Conservation Voters says the prolonged budget process took up most of the session, leaving little time for some of their legislative priorities. That includes delays in the state's climate goals and the push to electrify school buses. Alicia Dean Steindler with the League says they're ready to hit the ground running in the next session.
Even though many of our legislative priorities never made it to the finish line, this year, you know, the environmental community still showed up and did not back down. And we saw it with advocacy, really great coalition work, so many press conferences, so many rallies.
The legislature did pass bills that lower chemical contamination in drinking water, permit solar panels on balconies, and require boater safety courses to include education about how to avoid whale strikes. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Attorneys general from Connecticut and New York have joined a bipartisan group of almost all AGs to ask for a federal crackdown on spam calls. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
49 attorneys general, you heard that right, 49, want the Federal Communications Commission to strengthen its rules. They say it would cut off scammers' access to legitimate telephone numbers. Last year, Americans lost nearly $2 billion to 30 billion spam calls. The coalition of AGs is proposing a new set of FCC rules. They include stronger certification requirements for companies who buy and sell phone numbers and regular reports from those companies to help law enforcement trace the numbers. They also want to ban number cycling. That's where scammers buy a bunch of phone numbers and use them on rotation to avoid detection from anti-spam tools. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
The online prediction market Kalshi is fighting back against New York's attempt to regulate it like a gambling site. The New York Public News Network's Walter Wuthman reports the company is appealing after a setback in its federal lawsuit against state regulators.
Kalshi sells short-term contracts that answer a given question like who will win an election or what country will win the World Cup. New York regulators say that's gambling and Kalshi needs a license. Kalshi tried to get a court order shielding them from oversight, but a federal judge sided with the state this week. The company has appealed the decision. The site can continue to operate while the case plays out. More than a dozen other states are battling prediction sites like Kalshi and Polymarket in court. The federal government says it has exclusive jurisdiction over such companies. For the New York Public News Network, I'm Walter Wuthman.
The Music Theater of Connecticut in Norwalk has some hot summer nights for you to check out over the next few weeks. A conversation on that is coming up.
This summer, Carnegie Hall comes to you. Carnegie Hall Live brings performances from one of the world's great stages to you, wherever you happen to be. Enjoy acclaimed orchestras, celebrated soloists, and live concerts from New York City without having to fight traffic. Listen Saturdays at 2 with an encore Thursday nights at 8. To see the full schedule, visit WSHU.org. Carnegie Hall Live, all summer long on WSHU.
Suffolk County is treating several areas for mosquitoes through tomorrow. Low-flying helicopters are dropping larvicide in the marshy areas of Southold, Riverhead, and Southampton. Officials say there's no danger to residents as human contact is unlikely. The town of Huntington will get $3.5 million for repaving projects. U.S. Representative Nick LaLota of Long Island announced the federal money alongside town officials this week. The town supervisor says some of the money will go to repaving Round Swamp Road and Sweet Hollow Road. Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut met with Stu Leonard Jr. to bring attention to water safety. As the summer swimming season begins, Leonard established a swim school after his son died by drowning. In the U.S., children aged 1 to 4 account for close to 1,000 drowning deaths reported a year.
Keep your eyes on them all the time. And then the most important thing, there is a cure. There's a cure, and that's swim lessons.
Leonard says in addition to swim lessons, parents can invest in flotation devices and learn CPR. And speaking of swimming, today is probably not a great day to do that if you plan on heading to the Sound. Some Connecticut beaches are closed because of high bacteria levels in the water. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish has more.
Heavy rain this week caused storm water to flow into beaches, lakes, and ponds. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says the runoff often carries pollutants that contaminate the water. The state is responsible for testing water at state beaches. Municipalities are responsible for testing town beaches. The state conducts weekly tests from Memorial Day to Labor Day. According to the Connecticut State Parks website, when a beach is closed, a retest will be scheduled for the next day when possible. Find a list of state closures at the Connecticut State Parks website. To find out about the status of local beaches, contact the town's health department. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
The Music Theater of Connecticut in Norwalk has some hot summer nights for you to check out over the next 6 weeks. MTC will present one-night-only cabaret shows featuring celebrated performers from New York, Connecticut, and Broadway. That includes Raissa Katona Bennett. She's the cabaret liaison for MTC, and she spoke with WSHU's Randy Kay about her role in shaping the theater's summer series.
They had been doing hot summer nights little by little over the years, but they wanted to up their game a bit and bring in some of the well-known stars of cabaret from New York, but also who have a connection to the theater in Connecticut or to Connecticut artists. So,
oh, I love that.
I've been helping them with that, suggesting different performers, and then Kevin Connors, who's the artistic director, will go through the list and say, yeah, I think this will sell, this may be a better fit. And so together then we curate the season, each season.
Oh, I love. And you've been doing this for 7 years.
About 7 years, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about the Hot Summer Nights series, what it is, and what's coming this summer.
Well, I'll tell you what's great about it is that I would say of all the people that are performing this summer, six of us are Broadway performers, so they're mm-hmm. getting to see Broadway performers do their cabaret acts. We have John Arden's Dueling Pianos, very hot dueling piano act. They perform all over the world, most recently in New York City, too. July 18th is Christine Andreas.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
She is Broadway royalty.
Yes.
She's a Tony Award nominee for Scarlet Pimpernel. She originated the role in the Scarlet Pimpernel and also for Oklahoma. She did La Cage on Broadway.
Wow.
And My Fair Lady, she was the Liza in the revival of that, the 20th anniversary, I believe. And she's cabaret royalty. She's performed at the Cafe Carlyle, the Oak Room at the Algonquin. She's just wonderful. And she also lives in Danbury, Connecticut.
Yeah, a lot of these people are Connecticut residents as Broadway stars.
Yeah, a lot of them have a connection to Connecticut.
Okay.
Then August 1st, we have Nicholas Dramard and Desi DeVar, Nick and Desi. Nick and Desi have performed several times, I believe most recently at the Music Theater of Connecticut when they did cabaret a couple years ago. I got to know them because they performed at the Cabaret Convention in New York City, which is a big honor. And KT Sullivan, who is the head of the Mabel Mercer Foundation, said to me, let's get them for our Dutch Treat Club, which I'm the entertainment chair of. And I saw them. I was like, oh, my God, you guys are amazing. They sing, they dance, they tap dance right there in front of you.
Wow.
And when I mentioned it to Kevin, he said, oh, I know Nick and Desi. So I'm hoping that the people that have seen them in Connecticut will want to come back and see them because they are just amazing. And, you know, between them, they've appeared on Broadway in Wicked and Jersey Boys, Mary Poppins, West Side Story, Peter Pan. I mean, it
oh
goes
my gosh.
On and on.
So that's August 11th. Yeah, okay.
That's August 1st.
August 1st. Okay.
And then August 8th is me.
Yay!
It's Katona and Kittredge. My friend Ann Kittredge and I have put together a show. And between the two of us, we've starred in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. She's been in Christmas Carol, King David, and lots of multiple cabaret shows together. The two of us are fairly well-established in the echelon of Cabaret in New York City. And then on August 15th, we have this chick named Randy Kay.
I will not be singing, just so you
well,
know.
Well, that's a darn shame because I have performed in concert with Randy Kay, and she's got a beautiful voice. Thank you. I have seen this show. I think may have seen the first time you did it.
You did see the first time I did it.
It was great.
Thank you.
Loved it.
I know from Cabaret in New York and comedy shows as well, because my show is a solo show, and that it answers the question, can we be loved even if we're not perfect?
Yes.
I think that's something that everybody faces.
Yes.
And, you know, there's laughs in it and there's drama, and it's a different kind of show. In those types of shows, often when you go to a comedy show or a cabaret, there's a 2-drink minimum.
Yes.
And you have to do that. So here, you can have 2 drinks if you want, but it's not. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's
but
just,
I think right. People think I'm better when they've had a couple of drinks.
Well, then there you go. So that's what intermission is for.
But you know what I want to say about your show? Because this is true about cabaret as well. When we're on stage performing artists, we give voice to so many of the feelings that people already have. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to express it. And you're allowing them to see that in the best possible way, that they're not unique, that we all feel this way. And I mean, the greatest compliment I ever got after my very first cabaret show was, you said so many things that I've always felt and I didn't know how to give voice to it. And I was like, oh my God, what an honor. And you know, I've thought about that ever since. And that was really true with your show
as well,
because yours is spoken word and it is a one-woman show in the traditional sense of the word. And you talked about, I was like, oh, yeah, that was me. Oh, yeah, that was me. And, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I can laugh at myself, and I'm okay, and I can be loved. You know, it's like, what was that? Stuart Smalley, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and darn it, people like me. And it's true. But you give voice to things that people feel, and maybe they don't know how to express it. So
Thank
it's very
you.
Important in theater. And cabaret and woman shows like this, where we break that fourth wall, allows you to speak directly to the audience and say, hey, we're in the living room together. Let's talk.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Thank you, son. Thank you for that compliment. To get tickets for any of these,
yes.
They go to
musictheaterofct.com.
.com, right.
Yeah, and it's R-E. You can find out all about the rest of the season. So they're starting their 40th professional season in September with the regional premiere of Barry Manilow's Harmony. Now, I saw that on Broadway, and it's a very important and beautiful piece for this time. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But I have to say, the other reason why I volunteer my time with this theater is, as union member, an equity member, mm-hmm. I want to see these theaters survive and do whatever I can. And right now is, for a number of reasons, including governmental funding cutbacks and the economy where people are pulling back, this is a very challenging time for the 15 professional theaters in Connecticut. We have 15 professional theaters.
Absolutely.
And you know several that are closing and whatnot. This is an interesting and sad fact. Connecticut ranks 44th in the United States for funding of the arts. We rank below Alabama and Mississippi.
Wow.
The state funding is allocated 89 cents per person. And just to give you a comparison, New York State does $12.49 per person. Yeah. Isn't that sad?
It is. And there are a lot of theaters in trouble. And what I have learned in my years in Connecticut doing professional theater, you can get money to build a theater, but you can't cut a lot of funds to keep it going. And that's where we come in. That's where we come in with ticket sales and donations and advocacy.
I just want to say that the other thing is all of these artists could command quite a lot more money for these shows, but this is also part of their giving back. They are basically doing these shows for expenses is what it turns out to be.
Yep.
You know, or even losing money on it, like building a brand new show. I mean, someday maybe I'll make my money back, but I want to support this theater. And that's the way I can do it, by being the liaison for the cabaret community and Music Theater of Connecticut, and also then my time at performing there so that we can spread the word.
For more of the conversation and to get tickets, visit WSHU.org. For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram for more content. We've got more on the music you hear, the latest news, and some behind-the-scenes fun. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.